So hi, I'm Linda Cregan from the California STD HIV Prevention Training Center and the STD Clinic in San Francisco. Can you go back about to almost your last slide that was the results? Because I wasn't clear how, if 100% reinitiated sex, no sexual reexposure? At the bottom, how do those
you can reinitiate sex but use a condom.
Okay, so...
Yeah, so those are the two people that reinitiated sex but use a condom all times with all partners.
Gotcha, thanks.
Sorry, that was a little confusing.
Kim Orkowski from Emory.
Yeah.
Hey, Patty. Nice talk.
Thank you.
A couple of questions. One was, when you had them come back for test to cure, do we have mycoplasma cultures as well as gnats? In terms of thinking about mechanisms of resistance? And number two, what was my other question? No, I'm blanking. We'll see if you can answer that question first. And
I can answer that one. We don't have cultures. We have gnat, and that's how we're testing them. That's how we're going to be doing genotyping. Maybe let's talk to Dave, and maybe there's a way we can.
So what do you think about that? Right.
So we routinely don't do cultures. It takes 6 months to a year to get a strain growing. So you don't have that phenotyping will be done directly off the nerve test.
Okay. So the other question I just remembered, senior moment, is the men that came back for the test to cure, do you know whether they were symptomatic or not, the ones that were still positive?
I'm sure we have that. I don't have that at the top of my head. I don't know it right now.
Because all the men that were enrolled were symptomatic, correct?
No, not all of them. Most of them. Many of them were, but not all. Some of them just came in for a well screening, and some of them were partners of chlamydia-infected chlamydia-infected women. And I think about half of them had symptoms.
And do we have any data, and maybe Dave, you can answer this, on terms of positivity of the MGENs by GenProbe? You know, in terms of how the people that do become negative, what's the median time for them to become negative after treatment?
There is only one follow-up period, 4 to 10 weeks. So
no, but in other studies that you've done, do you have any information on that besides this?
Most of them are positive immediately after when they come back. I mean, so our first study, the MGEN, we had a short follow-up visit, test to cure visit, and most of the men that were in genitalium positive were in genitalium positive at that visit. A few more at the 3-4 week visit were positive, but most of them were positive.
You know who might... Jane Schwebke might have that data because they tested it 1 week after completion of treatment and then again at, I think it was 35 days out. So I don't know of any studies that have tested sequentially to try to see when it degrades and when you can actually get a true negative. I don't know those studies.
Okay. Hey, well, guys, are you AB? Just a quick comment and a quick question. The quick comment is I think it's great that you're looking at asymptomatic men as well. The Swepke study was symptomatic NGU, and it's possible that the cure rates could be different in the symptomatic men with NGU versus maybe asymptomatic men with lower chlamydia counts. The question I had was one for any of you is there a typing method for the MGENT strength as well, or do you have some type of a genotyping
a
method
question.
To look at MGENT, whether that's the same strength?
We have a multi-locus genotyping system.
And how much heterogeneity is there in that? I mean, how confident do you feel?
We were able to show in a couple of studies, we used that genotyping system to show that MGENT is sexually transmitted because the... discriminatory value of the system using about 3 genes is over 90%. Okay. So we were able to show that most of the partners had the same strain, but there was a tremendous amount of difference between the couples themselves.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Just one other follow-up on that, the testing of non-clinic-based populations. We are pilot testing out a program called TestDAT. It's like after our WHODATs. where we're asking men who have chlamydia to go and invite four of their friends to come in testing. And just in the handful of people that we've done, we're getting a high yield. So we're hoping that we can continue with that to try to get some more people from, some more men from the general population.
Great. Thank you, Patty.
Right.
So
it was on par with what has been found in the meta-analyses.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.